Hey, Cuckoo listeners. We hope you've loved the first episode of Electric Easy. If you want to hear more, be sure to follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now to never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Monday. Are you ready for the next verse of Electric Easy? Episode 2 starts now.
Please be advised the following episode contains adult content, graphic language, graphic violence, sexual violence, and hate speech. Listener discretion is advised. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha, also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Second verse. Vector. In the crosshairs. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Freedom is a feeling. When I'm performing, I feel free, and it is everything. It's just that the rest of the time, something's missing. So the rest of the time, I'm afraid. I know I'm not free, and my kind probably never will be. But on this stage, for one moment, the future feels electric.
Army bot, been through hell and back, our guardian angel.
How about we fly Vector to Tokyo so she can perform on a real stage in a real club? Just bring me back one of those jiggly little raindrop cakes.
A girl can dream.
She sure can. The electric travel ban will be removed in no time. I can feel it.
They've been saying that for how long now? Wait, so this used to be like the restaurant kitchen?
That's right, sugar bun.
Aura's Omni's new girl. Uptight, but a great designer. She made my body suit.
Ew, bio kitchens are so gross.
Bios are gross, period.
And then of course there's Zeph, my insane best friend. I sing them and she writes them. She's also an activist, entrepreneur, MC, proud slut, you get the idea.
Pedal to the metal, you two be.
Pedal to the metal.
The pipes burn too good. Wait, Omni, did I tell you about this twisted bio I picked up last night?
What happened?
Need a hand painting your skin on?
Listen to this shit.
I'm good, love. I like to take my time.
Dream daddy. Or so I thought. Been buying ice cream from me for a while, right? I could tell he wanted to play How Many Licks. So cut two, were in the back of my truck. And I'm all coy like, you like Polar Hall? I got mods if you got credits. Pick your poison, daddy. And he hears poison.
Oh, shit.
Flips, screaming, do you have the virus?
What?
And I was like, chill. I'm patched, you closeted.
Ugh, smoke outside, Zephyr. You want to rot your battery doesn't mean you gotta rot mine.
Girl, I'm in the middle. You don't need to say it like that.
Like what?
Uh-oh. Oh, please.
You're yelling. I'm like right next to you.
Okay, why you gotta get all rusty?
Rusty?
Why?
Rusty. Speaking of, aren't you overdue?
For what?
A tune-up.
No.
What's that supposed to mean?
Girl, your wings should not be making that.
And?
I'm just saying.
Zeph, play nice.
At least I don't trick out the back of a car, bitch!
Okay, first of all, maybe if you did, you could afford wings that fit. question?
I suddenly
can't hear.
The other
trigger's my PTSD.
I can't with y'all. Where's my drink?
Yeah, have another drink, Seth. Vengeance will set you free.
Wait.
Bye.
Aura, sugar. Seth.
Fly out of here, no bitch. Oh, wait, she can't because her wing's too small. She's basically an ostrich. Sure know how to pick him, Omni. Making me look all hysterical.
Well, what was I supposed to... She's my sweetie.
Ew. I'm going to dance. For the record, I made it out alive last night, in case any of y'all care. Closeted electrophobes are gonna scrap our asses way before these cigs, that much I know.
Hey, man. Hey, yo, can I bum one?
The nerve of these hoes. Here. V, you snapped out there. Next stop, Tokyo. Sayonara, bitches!
I don't know if those two are ever gonna be.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm still glitching.
You talked to a mechanic?
Yeah, I had one take a look. It's affecting my charging, which sucks, but, you know, need to run more tests.
You know, I read the official patch can cause the same side effect. You gotta take it easy, V. Stress only makes it worse.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. You know no matter how many credits it costs, we got you, right?
I know. Thank you. Did you see that cutie in the crowd?
I mean, there was a sea of thirsty out there. Yeah, which one?
Bio Bambi with the fro? We had like a moment.
Nuh-uh. Did a sprout tonight. Nice job on the backflip. Clean.
Couldn't have done it without you, Omni.
Oh, please. Look, I'm gonna get some fresh air. And then smooth it out with Aura, I guess. Again.
Good luck.
That girl, she is something else.
Bye. I love the ritual of skin. I scoop out some quick dry e-skin and rub it into the mesh of my leg. I look more bio with every stroke, a guilty thrill. My skin. My skin is my banner, my armor. My skin is a golden brown shade. The factory algorithm chose my shade. Selection depends on so many factors, it might as well be random, but I don't believe in happenstance. Don't get me wrong, I've changed lots of things about myself. Some because I had to, others because I could. My lips, my hands, my hips. I tried different skins too, but none really felt right. Except the one I was produced with. Surreal brown sugar. A skin shade from the factory's Glamorama palette. It was sampled from a wonderful bio actress named Sugar Moon, born in Memphis over 100 years ago. Died too young in a tragic car accident. Time forgot her, but I didn't. I think of Sugar as family. Because of her, I come from somewhere. I have a history. But sometimes I have nightmares that Miss Moon comes back to claim her skin and the factory stops producing surreal brown sugar. God, don't you dare. Thank you for another day. The sound of a shock prod is one of the first things an electric hears after activation. I grab a pair of fabric scissors. I turn to see him standing there, shock prod in hand. The look in his eyes sends chills through me. What do you want?
Scream, and it's over.
His gaze falls on the crucifix pendant dangling from the chain around my neck. The bio boy's face changes from a hateful mask to this confused, lost expression. That's when I recognize it. You were in the audience. You.
Whoa.
At first I thought, Zeph's right. The closet cases are the scariest. But when I saw there was two of them, I knew. Time's up.
There's some shit brewing out there. We gotta move.
What kind of shit?
I don't know.
Are you hers? Did she send you? The giant redhead sticks out his tongue. He is a diamond tattooed on its slimy surface. The mark of the diamond dogs.
Mama D wants her property back.
I'm not her fucking property. I swipe at the skinny one with the scissors.
Oh! Brought it, Lucky.
He grabs my hand, but I deck him with the other.
Don't worry, I got it.
The bearded mountain slams me against the stove.
Oh, my balls, I'm gonna scrap you myself.
Miss your chance, piece of shit. My vision blurs. Fuck, not now. I try to see on my feet, but the smaller one catches me in his arms as I fall. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I pray the biopurists are wrong. I pray that somewhere in my wires there is a soul to take.
You need help tying it up?
No, I got it.
Is it out of batteries?
Get the door. Move!
Shit, we can't go out that way.
What's happening out there?
Stay calm. Do not resist.
It's a raid.
Go to the fire.
Come on, let's go. Come on. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I think she's glitching.
Why do you keep calling her she?
What?
Red and blue lights dance on the dirty brick walls. A pile of bodies next to garbage cans. Electrics. No. Discarded mannequins in the alley next to the fire pits. We duck behind them. Around the corner, chaos unfolds at the entrance to the party.
What are you doing? Ow! Shit! You got no right to do this!
I said put your hands behind your back now!
Walk right in!
Now!
Let me see.
You rounding them up?
Electrics and bios congregating like this. Shit's so illegal, it's not even funny.
Let her go!
It's been a minute since we got raided. Overdue, I guess. There's a process. The coppers split us up. Electrics in one van, bios in another.
I got room for one more here.
Pigs. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
What you waiting for, folks? You know the drill. ID's out.
Of course. Chief Doolin, bane of our existence, made his career riding the wave of electric hate.
Electrics not wearing legally required markers according to Penal Code 240.35, Section 4, will be taken into custody.
No! Don't touch me!
Shit! She's coming towards us. Get down!
Stop resisting!
Betty? I'm conscious enough to watch the cops beat Betty's face to a pulp just a few feet away. It's gonna cost a fortune to get it fixed. If she survives.
Shit.
The cop that hits her the hardest has a golden triangle on his badge. He's an electric.
Lord have mercy on the electrosexuals.
Now. Go.
If you love what you're hearing, be sure to follow Electric Easy on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now to never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Monday.
Principles of electric use and design as established by industry experts at the 2089 Rayon Inc. National Electric Retreat. Number one, electrics can only be designed and operated as weapons for national security reasons. Number two, electric design and use must comply with existing federal and state laws. Number three, electrics are products whose android nature must be explicit. Number four, electrics are under authority of purchaser until expiration or resale. When I come to, they're carrying me away from the plaza.
Shit. It's blinking.
Oh, no.
Is she... Oh. I think she's rebooting.
Make damn sure the ropes are snug.
Stop. Why do they treat us like... Never. Let's win.
Here's the card. Work with me here.
Go away, Bio Boy. Let me sleep.
Watch your head.
What?
Down she goes. Is the fit tight? Yeah. Danium or what? Yeah. No! Okay. No. Don't. They're cutting into my ribs.
I have to, okay? Don't struggle.
Incoming.
Let her go! Let her go now!
Omni?
What are you supposed to be?
Look at this G.I. Joe motherfucker.
What's happening?
What are you gonna do? Shoot us up with glitter?
Let her go, and I won't break you in half.
Don't talk back, Jarhead.
The two balls clash. Systems return to full power just as Omni headbutts the bio brute.
One down.
Shit.
Afro Boy scrambles for the shock pod on the seat next to me. I try to press myself against it, but he pulls it out.
Omni! There's a pipe by your leg!
Got it! Stay back! Stay there! Oh, shit!
Afro Boy falls on his bio ass.
Son of a... Skinner! Wake the hell up, Skinner!
Make him bleed, Omni!
What's the play, you dumb bag of bones?
The bio boy crawls away from Omni. Omni lifts the pipe above his head. I almost get my hands free of the ropes.
No. Hey, a little help here!
Almost.
Oh, it looks like it's just you and me, man.
I've got the two glowing rods in Omni's back. Taser. Cops.
Put your hands up now!
No!
Get on the ground!
Come on!
I'm going.
Get up!
Don't move!
Let's go!
Hey! Get
Thank
on
you
the ground.
For your service, soldier.
Come on!
Hey!
I'll drive!
Stop the car!
Lucky me!
Don't touch me!
Shut up!
Help!
Stop the car! Stop the car! Get it out of there!
Of the shimmering downtown skyline zip past the car. We're on the San Bernardino freeway heading west. I'm fully operational, but the battery indicator on my wrist blinks red. Less than 30 before I go into sleep mode. She found me. After all these years, Mama Diamond will get her revenge after all.
Woo! Ah, man, now that was a rush! We make a good goddamn team, Lucky, and you... If you only knew what Mama Diamond has in store for you, it's gonna be a good old-fashioned scrap show. She'll sell you for parts after. And I bet we can make a pretty penny off such pretty parts, Lucky?
I can feel the other one's eyes on me. Oh, God, please have mercy on me.
The hell, man?
You patched?
Screw you.
Skinner.
Ooh, feist.
What are you doing?
His hands start feeling me up from behind.
Maybe we should stop over on the side of the road and have a little fun with this thing before we hand it over, I won't tell if you don't, Lucky.
That's when it happens. Time seems to slow down. The driver, Lucky, pulls the emergency brake. The other one flies forward from the back seat and slams into the dash so hard that his nose breaks. And like that, he's unconscious, like a rag doll. Watch us.
Shit! Fuck!
I watch Lucky slowly drag the big guy's body out the car and place him carefully by the side of the road.
I'm sorry. Shit, man, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't believe what's happening. He reaches for me.
No. Hey, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you.
What are you?
I'm untying you. I'm letting you go.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. Okay, I can't. You deserve to live. You need to get far away from her. You need to hide. She won't stop coming after you.
I know.
Can I take you somewhere? Is there like a charging station nearby?
There was something about that look on his face. I saw him so clearly in that moment. He was trapped for a long time. I want to console him as much as I want to kill him.
What are you... Hey, stop! Stop it! Just...
You deserve to rot in hell. All of you.
Wait.
Where are you? I stand over the crumpled body of the other asshole. You piece of shit! MacArthur Park, please.
Okay.
Do you know how to get...
Yeah, I think so.
The air whipping my cheeks feels so good. I'm delirious. I almost forget the pain of the ropes that cut into my wrist. Thank you, God. Thank you. At least now I can say goodbye to my family before I disappear for good. I turn on the radio.
Seven electrics were critically injured at a biopurist rally in Michigan today.
Your name's Lucky?
Yeah.
Your cheek, it's bleeding.
Nah, it's fine.
I like this song a lot.
Yeah? Me too.
We hope you enjoyed immersing yourself in the second episode of Electric Easy. If you want to hear more, be sure to follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now to never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Monday.
Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, JoJo Gibbs as Omni, Sugarlyn Beard as Aura, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Erica Ash as Nervo, Benny Drummer as Hal, Greg Bryan as Chief Doolin, Tammy Ann Fortain as Betty, Sean McGuire as Riz, and Kesha as Zephyr. Additional performances by Brendan Jordan, Josh Shell, Link Ruiz, Stacey Greenwald, James Wellington. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yuling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, Bob Keller. Mixed by Randy Torres and Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Oncali at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrew Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weissner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanova. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Jun Lee. Evolve, produced by Hot Tracks Incorporated. Written by Derek B. and Whitney B. Special thanks to Marlena Ma. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production.
One of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible, and if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.